Toronto-based Uranium One wants state regulators to give it 6 more months to find a buyer for a mill in the Utah desert near Lake Powell. The Utah Division of Radiation Control initially gave the Shootaring Canyon Processing Plant a 2-year extension on its license, but a pending sale collapsed last month, and now Uranium One says it needs more time. Rusty Lundberg leads the state's Radiation Oversight Office.
We're evaluating that request now, and we'll have our response later this month.
And Lundberg says the state's decision has its own implications.
We would also have to evaluate what the procedural aspects would be based upon that decision. For example, if we're not pursuing this extension, we'd still have to allow them the opportunity to put together the information they need for either a license renewal application or the decommissioning plan.
Lundberg says no one's officially objected to the extension so far. Meanwhile, environmental groups are urging the state to dismantle the plant for good and clean up the uranium waste and radioactive ore that has been piled up there for 3 decades. The Shootaring Canyon plant was open for just 4 months before it was idled. Sarah Fields is the program director for the Moab-based environmental group Uranium Watch. She doubts there will be a new uranium boom anytime soon when the mill can be profitable.
Clearly, the mill should be closed down. It should be reclaimed. I mean, you have uranium mill tailings, you have stockpiled ore, you have a lot of contaminated material on the site that all needs to be cleaned up, and it's been sitting there since 1982. That's kind of a long time.
Fields points out that low market prices make the future uncertain for any uranium processing. The nation's only operating mill is located at White Mesa near Blanding, and that mill is set to be temporarily idled in August. Judy Fays, KUER News.